Here's what's happening. All the candidates are running around trying to save their political hides. Atlantic Canada voted all Liberal last time. Justin Trudeau's out there trying to make sure at least some of them vote Liberal this time. It's a very, it's basically now what's being called a goat rodeo. No one understands what this election's about. It's about nothing or everything. The C word has reared its head. Coalitions. Everyone's making their final pitch. Everyone's basically saying, if you vote for this person, you will get basically a knife in your eye for 4 years. That's basically how it is. To break it all down, though, my good friend Don Martin, host of CTV's Power Play, is here. And Don, as we filter out all the crap, we are left with the coalition and Project Fear. What's going on out there?
Well, you're right. Andrew Scheer is pretty happy about coalition talk because it allows him to raise that old boogeyman that the Conservatives did so effectively back in 2008 when there was a coalition between the Liberals, the Bloc, and the NDP being talked about. So here we are again, back to the future. It's good policy for him because he can say, look, the NDP is going to be pulling the strings on the Justin Trudeau puppet, and you're going to get huger deficits, and you're going to get pipelines stopped. You can get all kinds of boogeyman scenarios figured out on this one. But for that very reason, Trudeau's trying not to answer any questions about this, and Jagmeet Singh clearly got his wrist slapped after he mused about it on the weekend as something he'd absolutely be interested in. So here we are. You know as well as I do, Evan, our country is not a coalition kind of country. We're not going to see one this go round. You might get an NDP or a version of the NDP Green Alliance you see out in BC, but the idea of having NDP cabinet ministers in key portfolios in a Liberal government, that's just not on.
I think you're right. I think let's just focus on Singh, because I'm impressed that, 4 weeks ago I thought it was wrong-headed of him to start musing that he would work with in a minority situation, because it just looked like he'd already conceded and it was a loser's campaign. But the fact is, the big losers so far have been the Liberals and the Conservatives. They can't break out of their minority bubbles. And Jagmeet Singh suddenly looks like he's riding that line between not wanting to say, I'm not going to win, but I'll be the balance of power, and also trying to fight the strategic vote issue, which is, voting for me is not a wasted vote. It actually will be a vote for this coalition. Is he riding that line?
Yeah. He's smart to say people are holding their nose and saying they can't vote for Justin Trudeau. And they're looking around for alternatives, and they don't like Andrew Scheer if they're inclined to look at the Liberals. So what better way to make your vote count than to put a pair of handcuffs on Justin Trudeau called the NDP and say that your policies are going to be subjected to an NDP veto if they get too outrageous, and we can make that happen. So Jagmeet Singh is very nicely segued into him as Plan B for disgruntled Liberal voters who find Trudeau just beyond the pale and not willing to vote for him, and so he might pull it off.
What is the path to a majority for Andrew Scheer, who said today, I got to win a majority? I'm not surprised he's saying that. Yeah. That's exactly what he should be saying. Yeah. I just don't see the math yet. I see him at 33% bedrock stuff. The Bloc he can't work with, maybe in some kind of accord or agreement, but what's the path to a majority? I guess the Liberals really have to collapse.
Yeah, there really isn't one. Quebec, he's got, 11 seats now. There's a giddy prospects of 20. Those seem to have gone up in Bloc Québécois smoke. You look at Ontario, the Doug Ford fear factor thing has played to Trudeau's advantage, or anti-conservative voters. They're looking at not supporting Scheer anymore, or not looking as favorably at him as they might have otherwise. So he's not going to get big gains there. Atlantic Canada, maybe a handful, maybe more, who knows. And so that leaves the battleground in British Columbia, where really it's not like there's any Scheer mania developing, and that would be the pathway to a majority, and it's just not there in the numbers that we're looking at so far.
Yeah, three areas I'm looking at real. I don't know where Atlantic Canada goes. It was all red. It's going to be dotted red, orange, blue for sure.
Yeah.
But Ontario's really up for grabs, and that'll determine the winner. Quebec, man, the Bloc could determine who, if it's a minority or a majority. And then, as you say, I think you and I are going to have a pretty late night, as everyone will, because BC will be a decider.
Yep. I think then, and that's, they're going to love that, eh? Usually it's British Columbia turns it on and goes, oh, here comes a red wave or here comes a blue wave, and they've already, the results are already locked in before they even get to the voting booth. But this one, I think they're going to be the balance of power deciders, and we'll see how they go. But I wouldn't give up if I'm the Liberals. I was talking to Nanos yesterday, and he seems to think the Liberals are showing residual strength in that ring around the GTA, the old fabled 905 area code. He's not saying that he's not seeing a lot of losses, maybe even a few gains that they don't already have. So Ontario's looking pretty decent for the Liberals still.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Ontario is the... If there's one thing that's been underreported, mm-hmm. is I'm not sure that conservatives have the ground game and the bench strength to really pull off an Ontario wave. And that's where they could sort of save the Liberals. But, Don, how a lot of people are asking me, and let me just go over it with you. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's 135 seats for the conservatives and 130 for the Liberals, far away from a majority government, which you need, the magic number is 170 in a 338-seat parliament. What would the governor general do at that moment? So the conservatives have five more seats, but they don't have a dance partner. The Liberals have five less seats, but they got a dance partner waiting in the NDP and the Greens. What happens?
Yeah, that's a fascinating scenario. That's the kind of thing that's going to have you and I going for a week after this election, if it happens. But, I mean, convention would suggest that the Liberal, Justin Trudeau, would have the option to say to the Governor General, I can form a government, I want the chance, and even though I have fewer seats, I have a dance partner, and he'd get first crack. But that's politically risky. I mean, the last number of elections we've had where the Liberals have lost, they've lost so decisively that there's been no question that Paul Martin would resign, or, you know, in the case of where are we going back to? King Campbell resigned, obviously, for the Liberals. But, you know, where there's a government turnover, it's decisive enough where there's no monkeying around with the idea of trying to keep that government afloat. Whereas this time, if it is that close, as your scenario outlines, with only a dance partner willing to court the Liberals, well, then the Governor General's going to have to entertain the notion of a Liberal NDP propped up government, and that would be how it would work out, although Alberta's hair would go on fire, as you can well imagine. They'd say, look, our guy won the most seats. He gets first shot at being the prime minister.
And just to remind people, back in 2008, and Stephen Harper had a minority government, and the Bloc, the Liberals, and the NDP wanted him out. They had more seats together. They were going to try to pull down his government, and then, of course, Stephen Harper famously prorogued or essentially canceled Parliament. And they stopped that. But his argument at the time was, even though these guys are arguing, you know, legally we can make a cooperation or a coalition that has more seats collectively than the... He said, I have more seats. These guys are essentially attempting a coup. And so, well, legally, if the Liberals have fewer seats than the Conservatives, they may legally be able to put that. But I don't know if the public will buy that. And convention might say, you got to hand it over to Andrew Scheer to try to form a government.
Well, we'll see. But, you know, your scenario is five seats out. You know, if it's 15, 10, 15, yeah, Trudeau backs off right away, hands the controls over to Scheer.
Yeah, exactly.
And that could be a very short-lived scenario if he can't get the Bloc on side. First, a speech from the throne comes along, down goes the government, over to Justin Trudeau to try and form it. So one way or the other, it's either going to... I mean, Scheer's right, Evan, and you know this. He's got to get a majority to be safe, because being held hostage by the Bloc Québécois is a very problematic problem for a party that's a federal party, and one that's being held hostage by a one-province party. That's never happened before, and that would be the nightmare scenario for Scheer. He wants that majority, and the only way he's going to be the prime minister of Canada any length of time is if he has that majority behind him.
Yeah, this is all speculation.
Of course, but it's fun speculation.
It's fun speculation, and, you know, we got to prepare for it. A lot of people are saying, you know, any kind of predictions is biased. Guys, we're going by the polls, okay?
Yeah.
The polls are just showing, you can aggregate all of them, that there's a conservative minority or a Liberal minority. That's what we know right now. That's kind of within the margin of error.
Yeah.
This is not a biased prediction. Then the question is, who would be their dance partner? That's what we're speculating on. I just want, because some people say, oh, no, it's going to be a conservative majority.
No.
We should just say this, and I got 10 seconds with Don. In the last week of a campaign, a lot can change. Even though there's 2 million voters, Don, anything can happen.
It can, but he's 5% out of the margin of, or out of the majority territory number, and that's an awful lot of turnaround to happen in just 5 days.
Don, I haven't seen an election like this in a long time, but it's going to be a fun week. I hope you're geared up with your sleep because we're going to have a long night.
You got that right, Evan. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to Don Martin. You can catch him on Power Play, of course, on CTV.